You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 971. Today's devotional is called Countdown to the Cross, Day 1.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. We are in the Holy Week. So in just a few days, you will be celebrating with your family. This upcoming Sunday, we have Easter. Good Friday is this Friday. We hope that you are getting excited for attending church with your family and your friends this Sunday. It's going to be a beautiful year. Today, I am here with my mom, Pastor Mary Alessi, and she is going to share a beautiful word leading us into Easter Sunday. So take it away.
So we're going to actually talk today. Day one is John 12, verse 13, and it's Palm Sunday. Hmm. It's the Palm Sunday road. We've been to Israel, and we actually walked that beautiful path. It's very steep. Down or up, whichever way you go, it's slightly treacherous. And we know that Jesus was on the back of a donkey and he rode through town and he was treated like a king. And the verse says in John 12, 13, they took palm branches and went down the road to meet him. And they shouted, "Praise God! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hail to the King of Israel." What a beautiful picture that we see there before us in the word that Jesus was celebrated when he came into Israel, when he came into the city of Jerusalem, when he came through the town, all of the people saw him as the long-awaited Messiah, the promised one. They were desperate for him to come, and they acknowledged him because the seasons that they had gone through were very troublesome, very difficult times, and they were desperate for a Messiah, desperate for a Savior. Maybe today, as you are thinking about Easter for yourself, you're in a time where you need a Savior. And you need to remember, not only do you need one, but you need to celebrate the one who is coming. He's coming into your life by a simple invitation. This morning, as you join this devotional with us, just know this, the very fact that you step towards him for 5 minutes in the first part of your day, that you made a decision by faith to say, "God, I'm going to take 5 minutes of my morning and I'm going to spend it with you." That is a celebration of him and who he is. That's an invitation from you to him to say, "Jesus, come into my heart, come into my day, come into my life, into my city, into my troubles and my burdens."
Amen.
And he is the one who makes all things new.
Amen.
And I hope that today, Stephanie and I, as we're doing this devotional together, that you see it that way, that you're approaching Easter maybe a little bit differently than you ever have before. The world sees Easter, and those of us in the church, as a commemorative day when Jesus went to the cross and he gave his life and he rose again. But let's take every day, day by day,
Amen.
From the moment Jesus came into the town, how he was celebrated and how he was received. How do you receive him today? I know this, he receives you with open arms. The Bible says that he celebrates over us. He sings songs of praise over you and I. So whatever it is you're facing today, whatever it is you're going through, as you approach this Easter week, hopefully you've already decided what church you're going to attend with your family, and you're not going to miss any of the events in this Holy Week. But not only that, you can turn your home into God's house every morning as you follow along with this devotional, as we take you through the steps to the Calvary experience. But it starts with a celebration for who Jesus is. So thank you for joining us this morning. And we hope that as we go day by day, the revelation of what Jesus did for you is more clear than it's ever been in your life.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that we have to come before you on these beautiful mornings. Your word says that if we will just set the morning aside for you, even for just a few moments, that we will find new mercies every day. And we're finding that right now. So for those who are on this, whether it's the audio version of the podcast or watching online, We pray, God, that you would make yourself so real to them like you never have before, and that that would be the prayer of every listener. God, come into my heart, come into my world, come into my situation. And when you do, Father, I not only acknowledge you, I celebrate your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.